We must not forget, however, that marketing, advertising, and other business practices are not only confined to profit-seeking organizations. Nonprofit organizations also conduct marketing and advertising, but their goal is not to promote a product. Rather, it is to promote an idea or cause. Through this promotion of causes, nonprofit organizations try to achieve a better society. Some nonprofit organizations have become so big that they must be run in the same administrative way as large business corporations. Greenpeace, UNICEF, the Red Cross, Amnesty International, and Friends of the Earth, to name but a few, are all multinational organizations involved in advertising, marketing, and administration to achieve an ethical goal. Such goals provide an alternative for marketers and advertisers to promoting wanton consumerism. A study carried out in the U.S. in 1990 showed that almost 20% of advertising in America was social advertising. In the U.S., they have a system where all the companies with an advertising budget over a certain level must contribute 5% of this budget to a federal fund. This federal fund is then used to finance advertising by nonprofit organizations. Through the Advertisers Association of America, advertising staff from profit-seeking firms also donate some of their time and expertise to nonprofit organizations. These two factors mean that ethical organizations and charities receive a great deal of publicity in the U.S. Another business technique used by nonprofit organizations and charities is public relations. Charities who invest in public relations try to gain the interest of the quality newspapers and broadcasters at first. Then the small media operators will also show interest. An example of such an organization is Save the Children. Save the Children is a British organization trying to combat starvation and sickness among children in the Third World. Save the Children used a PR campaign to bring to light the famine in Ethiopia in 1984. Their total PR budget per year is only £50,000, but this one story on British TV in 1984 brought them £2 million in donations in 1 week. Many people criticize the use of large publicity and advertising budgets by charities. However, the money spent on these business practices comes back manyfold in terms of increased donations. Personnel policies in charities are also beginning to resemble those of profit-seeking firms. Full-time staff in such charity organizations are now being offered more, as it is important for the charity to get the best people. Money invested in paying slightly better staff wages is money well invested. As having more professional people can mean much greater donations, PR works in the nonprofit sector too. In 1989, Friends of the Earth, a British environmental protection organization, first set itself aside a substantial PR budget. It worked for them, and they managed to increase their public profile and thus the funds they raised. Through marketing, advertising, and personnel techniques, we can see how organizations aiming at a more moral or ethical society are trying to make themselves more efficient. Fundraising must be carried out on a more professional basis if they are to achieve these goals.